The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Unless you're a complete a-hole, you know that there are certain Halloween costumes that maybe were acceptable when we were younger are no longer acceptable. Well, they pulled some of these, and it's interesting to find out what is still considered like an offensive costume and what is not.
Okay.
Now, they didn't do a bunch of these, but as I'm going through this, if you can think of more, please text in to 916-909-1065. Okay, here we go. Can a woman dress as a man? How many people say yes, they still can?
100?
Yeah.
It's not 100.
It's not, okay.
It's not 100 for any of these.
7%.
I say 75.
70%.
That's really weird.
70% okay. Of people say that a woman can still dress up as a man. It is not offensive. Okay. 11% aren't sure.
Okay.
Too much. I can't think. I'm an undecided voter. Okay. All right. How many people think that it is acceptable for a man to dress as a woman?
Well, if 70% said woman can dress like man, it's gotta be 50%.
I say 35.
The answer to that is 60%.
Oh, okay. Better than we thought. Yeah. I mean,
they're more accepting about a man and a woman.
How about this? Can a non-Native American dress as a Native American?
No.
That is absolutely 10%.
10% say it's acceptable?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
I've got some bad news.
No!
Oh,
52% of America still says it's okay.
Excuse me?
Yeah. We still have a football team called the Chiefs. Now, granted, just because the Indians and the Redskins went away doesn't mean that the Braves did. Can a child dress up in a cultural costume if they are not part of that culture? That one's very broad.
Yeah.
So do you guys know what they're talking about there?
I can't think of what culture, like, that it would be.
I can't either, necessarily.
Okay.
Like, are there a lot of people out there wanting to dress up like, what, a French Canadian?
Or a geisha?
Yeah. Oh. Okay, how about this one? Can your costume include a realistic gun or weapon?
Realistic. Yeah.
How much? How many people?
I say 80%.
I would say 75.
Only 35% of people said yes.
Really? Okay,
we think it is more acceptable to dress up like a Native American when you are not one than it is to carry around a bow and arrow, apparently.
Right.
All right, how about this one? And we all want to believe better of America.
Oh, boy.
Can white people wear blackface makeup if they're dressing up as an African American person?
Okay.
Okay, that's
how many people say yes in this year of our Lord?
I want to say zero, but I'm thinking
it's probably like 20%.
Your heart wants to say zero.
Yeah, 15%.
20.
33%.
Oh my God.
Exactly a third of this great nation still says blackface is totally fine for Halloween.
Now, do you think that these are people that don't understand the historical significance of blackface and they're just trying to look? I mean, I know I'm giving people too much credit, but they're just trying to look like the person they're dressing up as.
I've thought about that before because there was a time, not maybe like 15 years ago, 14 years ago, it was Halloween and we went to a friend's house. This was El Dorado Hills. And as we were sitting there, trick-or-treaters were coming to the door and it was fun looking at all the costumes. There was a kid, maybe 8 or 9 years old, that showed up to the door dressed as some basketball player. LeBron James in full blackface.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. That kid, clearly not racist.
That kid
is clearly emulating a hero.
Right.
But his parents know.
Yeah.
And it's their job to steer him into, how about a different character?
Or you can be LeBron, but just wear your own skin.
Right, exactly. Yeah. What else are you letting your kid do?
You know, there was a housewife in New York City, Roni, where she went as Diana Ross.
Mm, okay.
And she definitely tanned her skin up, but also
this is on television?
Yeah.
How long ago?
4 years.
Oh my God.
Pre-pandemic.
And she wasn't canceled for that?
She wasn't. But she also wore a giant afro.
Oh,
I mean,
boy.
Giant, like comically big.
Okay, that's racist.
It's racist.
And she was still on TV.
Still on TV, yeah.
Wow. Text in to 916-909-1065 your thoughts on costumes that we probably shouldn't do anymore.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.